Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals rules that Tennessee can ban abortions because of Down syndrome, race, and gender. We're going to be talking about this decision on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is a recent decision from what's known as the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Tennessee passed a law that banned abortions when the reason for that abortion is to abort someone with Down syndrome, as an example, race, or gender. Somebody wants a girl and now they find that they have a boy or vice versa. That is banned. And Tennessee has a fairly lengthy statute that goes through what's called the reason bans, the reason that these particular things are banned in these particular areas. Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, backed the measure, tweeting after it passed the legislature. The complex bill, he said, contained a ladder of abortion bans at two-week gestational age intervals, along with severability clauses for each step of the ladder.
I mean, this is a no-brainer, Matt. I mean, life is precious. We are all made in the image of God, and we have to protect life. That's what our documents, our foundation of our country, is to protect life. But here's the ironic statement for the day. Here you have the CEO of Planned Parenthood saying that the ruling will, quote, cause immediate harm to Tennesseans.
Isn't that? It's so callous.
Crazy.
So callous. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and the Center for Reproductive Rights filed an emergency lawsuit challenging this legislation as soon as it was passed. The bill also, in addition to these Down syndrome, race, and gender abortions, also includes additional sections like the two-week gestational age beginning from 2 weeks, intervals, and also it has a fetal heartbeat section at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill also required an ultrasound prior to abortions and prohibited abortions motivated by, as I mentioned, sex, race, or disability diagnosis of the unborn child. So it's more than just Down syndrome, but it's if you're making a decision based upon sex, race, or disability. That's another aspect of the bill that bans it.
Yeah, so we're not eugenists here. We're not here to, you know, choose the perfect race or whatever. We all know people that have disabilities and how precious they are because they're creations of God. We have no right to say, well, I can or can't keep that child.
Well, Planned Parenthood, of course, Margaret Sanger is eugenist.
It's all based on
and
that.
Margaret Sanger was one of the leading eugenicists, believing in evolution and in social Darwinianism, meaning that the human race could evolve to be a better race if we simply would just get rid of the quote undesirables.
But of course, now we know, you know, after representing Sandra Merritt, that Planned Parenthood, it's not about women's rights or whatever, it's a business. They're making massive amounts of money off selling baby parts. This is a business for
them. It's a business that is grounded in a eugenic ideology.
Right, and murder.
So, you know, what she wanted to do originally before the abortion clinics were established, she had the contraception. So what she wanted to do is to prevent certain kinds of races, the black population as an example.
That's why most of the Planned Parenthood are in those type communities.
Right.
Lower income.
Then various Hispanic communities.
Yeah.
She also wanted to get rid of certain people with disabilities. And that was common in parts of the country. In fact, what was happening back then was this social Darwinianism really infected a lot of different areas of our society. Medicine, popular science, and so forth as well. And it was part of this idea that they were adopting evolution. And so the idea of survival of the fittest, if you go back and look at the subtitle of Darwin's origin of species. It's about the survival of certain races. In other words, in order to evolve, you've got to prefer certain races and eliminate others. And
right.
So they originally started to stop the procreation of certain kinds of people.
It's like you see Sanger, she idolized Hitler, and that's exactly what he was doing.
And he mentioned Margaret Sanger, because what he did was he picked up some of this eugenic notion as well. And that's why he wanted to eliminate certain populations, and he wanted to develop a superior Aryan race. The Jews were part of that undesirable category, to just get rid of them. They were like termites,
right,
in his view.
And now you have Bill Gates echoing that same mantra.
Bill Gates echoing the same mantra. In fact, his father was president, mm-hmm, of Planned Parenthood some years ago, and passed that on to Bill Gates, who is a eugenicist, and he pushes that eugenic view around the country. So when Planned Parenthood wants to eliminate these children based upon race or gender or disability, it's just part of their history. And, you know, the problem is not only is that a terrible ideology, but they're making millions and hundreds of millions of dollars every year off the murder
of
these babies.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, in our Sandra Merritt case, Kamala Harris is the one who started that. And then it was taken over by her successor, Xavier Becerra, as the Attorney General of California. And that involves Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden. And what they did was, they did a lot of research about what Planned Parenthood and groups like STEM Express and other organ procurement companies were doing. They were literally getting orders from STEM Express and other organ procurement companies, orders from them that were being placed by research facilities and groups like universities, for example, that was being funded in part by federal funds, and they would want kidneys, hearts, or whatever it might be at a certain gestational level without any poisons or medications in them so they could do research. And they would go to these organ procurement companies, and online they would order what they wanted. And then those organ procurement companies would take the orders to Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, and they would look at what the order was. Well, and they would have these women coming in every day to do abortions, and they would select which ones would ultimately be the target without letting the women really know what was going on.
Right.
One of the testimony, sworn deposition testimony, and also in court testimony, was by Dr. Nukatola, who was a medical director of Planned Parenthood, and some of these actually wore two hats, Planned Parenthood and the organ procurement company. So they were in both. And she testified chillingly how she altered the abortion procedure in order to harvest some of these organs. She would grasp the baby by the feet and pull it out breech, because that was a better way to dilate the cervix, and pull the baby out. The more it dilated, more the baby would come out. She would keep, obviously, the baby's head inside, so she could still classify it as an abortion, since the baby was still being fed through the umbilical cord and had not taken its first breath yet, and then harvest the organs.
You know, that's so horrific to be able to talk about it like she's, you know, ordering car parts or something. That is
she
horrific.
She talked about this over lunch.
Yeah.
While eating a salad.
Yeah.
Casually.
It's horrific.
It's unbelievable. And she said that we've been pretty good at doing this. And she then said that she would take her instruments and she would crush above the thorax up, you know, to the top of your chest, and then below the thorax, crush below it, and then she would extract these body parts, kidneys, lungs, livers, hearts, other things, and the more intact they would get, the higher price. Once the baby was completely decimated, torn apart, she would take a skull out because she wants to get the intact brain, and then remove the brain.
And this is happening every day in America.
And this is still happening, people.
And they're allowed to do it.
And yet at the same time, Sandra Merritt, David Dalyden, they're subject to a criminal charge that we've been defending, and for Sandra, we're representing Sandra, and also a huge multi-million-dollar lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood. We're on appeal on that case. Mm-hmm. So pray for Sandra, because she stands to not only lose her freedom, but also everything. And all she did was let people know what was going on behind these concentration camps, if you will, mm-hmm. murdering innocent human beings, harvesting their parts and selling them. Pray for our nation, pray for Sandra, pray for our case, and pray that America returns to a country that respects the sanctity of human life. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.